My best friend had a daughter, Sarah, that had just turned 7, and I would occasionally watch her whenever they needed. They lived in a really nice home in Washington, surrounded by trees and mountains. The nearest neighbors were a couple miles away, so I always enjoyed the peace and quiet while staying there. Anyways, my friend had asked me if I could watch Sarah for 2 days while she was going on a business trip. I agreed, and a few weeks later arrived at her house. We talked for a little bit and ate lunch together, then she finished packing and headed out to catch her flight. I hung out with Sarah for a few hours, listening to her talk about school and her friends. Then I took her out to pick up some dinner and dessert. We got back to the house around 8 and agreed to watch a movie just before bed. I sat on the couch and began scrolling through a list of movies to find one when I hear Sarah ask me, "Who's that?" I look where she's pointing, at the front door, and then hear someone knocking. With the house being so isolated, I never thought anyone would come up to the door. Nervously, I walked over and cracked the door open. There was a tall man standing on the porch. He looked a little surprised when I opened the door. "Can I help you?" I asked. He leaned to the left, looking through the crack in the door, then replied, "Sorry, just making sure someone was home." Then he turned away and started walking. Obviously, I found this very strange and a little bit creepy. I closed the door and locked it, then went to the back door and locked it as well. Sarah asked me who it was, and I told her it was just a neighbor, then went back to the couch and started a movie. We both enjoyed the movie, though it was a little bit longer than I had thought. I told Sarah it was time for bed, and then followed her upstairs as she got ready. Once she was in bed, I came back down and sat on the couch. It was a little bit after 10, and I wasn't too tired yet, so I figured I'd turn something on the TV and just wind down for a bit before going to bed. As the TV played, I started to hear a crunching sound coming from somewhere. I muted the show and listened more carefully. It was coming from the back of the house. I went over to the back door and turned on the back porch light. Looking around, I couldn't see anything other than an empty porch with trees in the background. I stayed there, listening for a few more minutes before eventually heading back to the couch. I wondered if my mind was just messing with me, as I was a little creeped out by being in a house surrounded by a forest in the dark. I always felt safe during the day and actually really enjoyed it, but as soon as the sun goes down, I'd get a little uneasy. Anyways, I turned up the volume again and decided to lay down as to get myself more sleepy. Apparently it worked too well, and I fell asleep on the couch shortly after. A couple hours later, I woke up, noticing the TV was still on. I turned it off and sat up, rubbing my eyes tiredly. But then I started to get an uneasy feeling again, as I noticed how silent it was in the house. There wasn't any sound at all. Then I began to hear that same crunching sound, but this time clearly sounding like footsteps. It was coming from the right side of the house, which was right by the room that I was in. A few seconds later, they stopped, seemingly right outside one of the windows that had the curtains down. Truly frightened, I walked over to the window slowly and quietly, and pulled back the curtain. Nothing was there. I looked around and didn't see anything. I figured I had been imagining it and was just really tired, so I got a glass of water and headed upstairs to get to bed. The next morning, I made us some breakfast and we sat down together to talk about what we wanted to do today. But as we were discussing plans, Sarah asks me why I was walking around outside last night. I froze for a moment. Then asked her what she saw. She said she had heard someone walking around the house for almost an hour just after she had gone to bed. Chills ran down my body, and I told her to stay inside while I went to look around outside. I grabbed a small knife just in case and went out the front door. Walking around the house, it was hard to tell if anything was from last night or had already been there. But I did notice some scratches on the walls near some of the windows and doors, but other than that, everything seemed normal. I couldn't tell if there were any footprints, as the yard was mostly thick grass. As I made my way back to the front door, I saw that same man from yesterday walking down the street in front of the house. He was just walking past, but again, this house was pretty far from anything else, so he had to have walked a couple miles at least just to get there. I went back inside and told Sarah that we were going to go to the mall today and walk around. I really didn't want to be in the house anymore, so I wanted to spend as much time away as possible. We stayed out for a while and didn't get back to the house until 6. My friend called me soon after just to check up on us. I mentioned the strange man that I had seen and described his features to her, and she actually said that she recognized the man from a few weeks ago. Apparently he had come up to her house and asked if he could stay the night, to which she obviously declined. We agreed that if anything else happened, I wouldn't take any chances and would call the police. As the sun started to go down, I made sure to check all the doors one last time to make sure that they were locked. It was around 9 p.m., and Sarah and I were playing a quick board game before bed when we both started to hear a soft tapping noise coming from outside one of the windows. I stood up slowly and told Sarah to stay calm. But then a loud scratching came from outside the walls of the house, right by the window in the room we were in. I grabbed Sarah and ran into the garage. We got in the car and I backed out of the driveway as quick as I could, making sure the garage fully shut before driving off. I couldn't see much in the darkness as we were leaving, but Sarah said that she saw someone running into the trees behind the house. I pulled into a hotel parking lot and called the police to report the incident, then called my friend to let them know what had happened. We were met 10 minutes later by 2 officers at the hotel, and they informed us that 2 more were at the house looking around. I told them everything and gave them a description of the man, and eventually they left. We ended up staying in a room at the hotel for the night. The next morning, my friend called and said her flight was just landing and she would be back in an hour, so we headed over to the house. We waited in the driveway for her to arrive, then we all went in together to make sure it was safe. I stayed for a few hours just to talk about everything, and then I said goodbye and went home. It was definitely one of the scariest things to ever happen to me. But fortunately, the man was caught a month later after having been reported by multiple people for trying to break into their homes. What scares me the most about the guy was that he never said what his reasoning was for his actions. He had apparently broken into one of the homes, but he didn't steal anything at all. He just looked around for a little bit and then left empty-handed. It always makes me wonder what he was actually trying to do on the night he tried to break in. When I was 13, I had a babysitter that would come once a week, as my mom would work late every Saturday night. I always thought I was too old to have a babysitter still, and hated having to have someone watch over me all the time. The main person my mom would have over was a 20-year-old guy, Thomas, that was the son of one of my mom's work friends. This guy was really weird, and I didn't like him at all. He didn't talk much and just acted really awkward and strange, but whenever he interacted with my mom, he would act extra nice and talkative. I would bring it up with her, but she'd always say I was just trying to get rid of him so I could be alone. Anyways, it was a normal Saturday night, and Thomas had just arrived, a little late as usual. My mom talked with him for a little bit, and then headed to work. I walked over to the couch and turned on my Xbox to play some video games just to pass the time. I'd usually go to bed at 10, so I'd have to spend 4 or 5 hours with Thomas. Most of the time, I'd find something to do alone, because he'd never really talk to me and would just hang out in the kitchen or in our loft area. And today was no different. He stayed in the kitchen for a little bit, and after a few minutes, I heard him talking to someone. I tried to listen as best I could, but I couldn't make out what he was saying. The kitchen was right behind the living room that I was in, but he was talking really quietly. He went on for a few minutes, and then the talking stopped, followed by him coming into the living room and standing next to the couch. I looked up at him and saw he was holding his phone. Thomas said someone was gonna come over, just for a second, and not to worry. I didn't really know how to respond other than to just say, okay. It was pretty weird though, and I knew it was definitely not something any babysitter should do, but I also knew that there was nothing I could really do about it. The next 20 minutes were really awkward, as he didn't take out his phone or anything. He just sat there on the couch with me, looking around and not saying anything. He would rarely ever be in the same room as me, so this was pretty out of the ordinary. Our living room was right by the front door though, so I guess he was just waiting for the person to get here. Eventually, a car pulled into the driveway and a man came knocking at the door. Thomas shot up and went over to the door, then stood right in front of it for a moment before turning to me and telling me that he'd be back in just a minute. Then he opened the door and walked outside and shut the door behind him. This whole situation had me curious as to what was going on with him. The blinds on the windows were cracked open just enough for me to see the two of their shadows as they moved around in the driveway. I could tell that the man handed Thomas a large bag and then got in his car and drove away. A few seconds later, I heard the lid of the garbage can outside slam shut, followed by Thomas coming back inside through the front door. The whole interaction seemed odd, and I couldn't help myself from asking him what it was all about. Thomas replied, telling me that it was just his friend, and that he left his wallet at his friend's house last night, so he was just dropping it off. I could tell there was something wrong with the way he answered, and it didn't explain the large bag I saw him holding, but I didn't want to question him any further, so I just said okay and went back to playing my game. But things got a lot more strange as the night progressed. During the next hour, I could hear Thomas having multiple phone calls with someone in the kitchen, and at one point, he went into the far loft area where I could hear him raising his voice. Still though, I couldn't make any sense of what he was saying. After maybe the fifth or sixth call, the same car from earlier pulled into the driveway again, and Thomas immediately ran outside without saying anything. I could tell from their body language and the way that they were moving around that they were clearly arguing about something. Then Thomas left for 30 seconds, and then came back with the bag from earlier. The man took it and put it in his back seat, then drove off in a hurry. Thomas came back inside, and I could see the frustration on his face. He went over to the kitchen and didn't come back until 10, when he told me I had to go to bed. I got ready and laid in bed while Thomas stayed downstairs. He would usually stay until my mom got home at 12, but just a few minutes later I heard the front door open and close. I waited for 10 minutes, then got up and went downstairs to see if he was still there, but sure enough, he had left. I looked out the window and his car was gone too. I stayed up in bed for a few hours to wait for my mom to get home, and then told her everything that had happened. She seemed to believe me this time, as she also thought it was strange and really unprofessional to leave the house before she came home. The next day, she tried calling him, but he didn't answer. Eventually, though, she got a hold of her friend, who was Thomas's mom, and asked what happened, and she said that Thomas came home feeling sick. We both knew that was a lie and didn't make much sense, as he could have just called her and told her he wasn't feeling well. Anyways, it's been almost 10 years since all that happened, and I still find myself thinking about how weird that night was. I always wonder what the two were arguing about, why he left, and what was in the bag.
At the time of this story, I was a 16-year-old high school student. I got a babysitting job for a couple who had a family wedding, and they needed a babysitter for a super late night. I was referred to them by another family that I used to sit for. Keep in mind, this was when cell phones were just coming out, so I had a super crappy flip phone with a certain amount of minutes. There were three kids. The oldest was a boy about 8, middle boy about 6, and little girl who was a toddler in diapers and couldn't speak. I came while the sun was still up to meet the kids, while the parents were still there. The parents were so cool. They showed me where all the snacks were, and they gave me the ground rules for the night. Kids in bed by 7:30, teeth brushed, you know the drill. Once they left, we started off eating dinner. To my shock, the middle child, who we'll call Teddy, kept throwing his fork super hard at his siblings and pinching his sister with his nails. He kept kicking my shins and throwing his food around the room. The moment his parents left, he became a terror. Their house was old but remodeled, so their toys were in the basement playroom. So after dinner, we all went into the basement to play. As soon as we went down the stairs, it felt wrong. Don't get me wrong, it was a beautiful finished basement with a couch, flat screen, and toys, but something just felt really creepy about it. Then the little girl kept pointing at a blank wall, one with no pictures or anything on it, and then kept screaming at the top of her lungs and crying. It really unnerved me. At this point, I'm getting a really bad feeling. So I say, let's go upstairs and watch TV till bedtime. The kids seem to love that idea. So I carry the little girl upstairs and turn the TV on for the three of them and go back down to grab her favorite stuffed dog and clean up a bit. When I turned around to walk upstairs, I then see Teddy smiling a sickening smile at the top of the stairs. He had his hands on the light switch. My stomach dropped. I didn't have my phone or a light if this little shit locks me down here, I thought. The light switch is at the top of the stairs outside of the stairway, so if he closed that door, I was screwed. He flicks off the lights, cackles, and goes to slam the door and lock me in the dark basement. I had never moved so fast in my existence. I flew up the stairs and shoved my hand in the door to keep him from locking me in there. I asked him why he did that, and then yelled at him to never do it again. And all he did was smile at me, then slowly walk away, giggling. I iced my hand and watched him closely for the rest of the night. Bedtime comes around, and I put the kids to bed upstairs without any problems. There were three bedrooms upstairs, parents' room at the end of the long hall, the baby girl's room in the middle, and the boys shared a room with a bunk bed at the end of the hall by the top of the stairs. Everything finally seemed quiet, and I began to forget all about the horrors from earlier and began watching TV. About an hour after I put her down, the baby girl started screaming again through the baby monitor, a scream that sounds like she's in pain. Thinking her brother Teddy is bothering her, I run up the stairs to stop him. As soon as I get to the top of the stairs, I see him laying down on his bed facing the wall. The baby is hysterical and is again pointing at nothing and crying. I'm freaked the fuck out by now. I rock the baby back to sleep, check on the boys, then return to the living room. What the hell is happening? Am I imagining these things? I shake it off and turn the TV back on. This is when the night goes from bad to a fucking nightmare. Once back in the living room, I start to hear screaming every couple of minutes. What sounds like a grown man screaming in pain. At first, I thought it was outside, or maybe a TV or radio. So I just ignored it and kept watching TV. Or maybe my imagination. But soon it became clear that it wasn't a joke, or it wasn't my imagination. It was coming from inside the house. Then I hear footsteps. I hear what sounds like little feet running upstairs in the hallway. For a second, I'm not scared anymore. I'm angry that Teddy's out of bed 2+ hours after bedtime. I go to the bottom of the stairs and holler up Teddy's name and tell him to go to bed. I don't hear a response, but I hear the footsteps continue. Then I hear what I think is him running into his parents' room at the other end of the hall. Feet pounding down the hallway as clear as day. So I run upstairs, thinking I caught him in the act. The hall was empty and dark. I turn and find that Teddy's sitting up in his bed, just staring at me again with that sickening smile. I could see that his brother was asleep on the top bunk, and I could see his baby sister asleep on the baby monitor in my hand. He gave me the creeps. I tell him to lay down, and I go back downstairs to the middle floor. I then hear someone walking up from the basement, and I just lost it. I slam and lock the basement door, and I call my house number. My brother answers, and I tell him I'm scared. He then puts me on speaker, and I explain everything to my family. Now, I babysit every weekend, and I've never had a negative experience or call them like this. So luckily, my family believed me. My grandpa, being a super religious man, prayed with me, and he calmed me down. My big brother got in his car to come and sit with me until the parents got home, but the town I was in was a bit of a drive, so he told me he'd be there in about 40 minutes. Even after we hung up, I could still hear the footsteps running around the house. I'm not a religious person, but I sat on the couch and prayed and cried. I've never been so scared in my life. I was terrified. The parents actually came home before my brother got there, and they saw I had been crying. They asked me what happened, and I told them everything non-supernatural that happened, because I didn't want them to think I was a crazy person or tell people not to hire me. I just wasn't going to mention it at all. So I just said Teddy was a handful, and that was it. As I was leaving, the dad then said in a dead serious voice, "Did the ghost bother you?" I then slowly turned to him, not fully believing him. I asked him if he was serious. He then said, "Oh, I'm being serious. We've kind of had a ghost problem for a while now. Did you experience anything yourself?" I broke down and started crying, and I gave them an honest recap of the night. I told them about the screams I heard clear as day, the footsteps, everything, how the baby was crying at the wall, and how Teddy tried locking me in the basement. They believed me right away. The parents said they moved into the house about 2 years ago after the man who built the house died in it. He was an actual hoarder, and he apparently fell and he injured himself in the basement, and he ended up dying among his piles. And since no one could hear him scream, they didn't find him in time. By all accounts from the neighborhood, he was a mean recluse of a man. Either way, what a terrible way to go. They said they would wake up every night to things flying off in the kitchen counters and the door slamming. They would hear knocks and pounding in the walls. I was shocked. I asked why they stayed in the house if they knew it was haunted. They explained they weren't able to move due to their jobs and current financial situation. And I have to admit that though it wasn't huge, it was an absolutely beautifully built home. The old construction kind of home with bookshelves built in the walls and a winding grand staircase. The dad said he would go downstairs every night for a year and say, "Go away. This is our home now. You aren't welcome here." Over and over. He said that eventually the activity stopped. They said it only sparked up when someone new would stay in the house, or when they had a sitter at night. They said this since I knew the truth now, that they would pay me extra to come back, because they could never keep a babysitter. "Pfft, yeah, right," I thought. "I'm never coming back here." But I said I'd be in touch, and I ran out of the house. I had to wait for my brother in their driveway, and he followed me home. I'm really ashamed to say that I never answered their calls again. I felt bad, but there was no way in hell I'd ever return there. I do still babysit every once in a while, and I've never had an experience like that since. I do still think of those kids sometimes, and I really do think that Teddy was being affected by the spirit in the house. I've never encountered a child so cruel, so negative. Thinking of his little smile still sends a chill down my back. I really hope they were able to move or clear the negative energy. Either way, it's one night I'll never forget.